on the Jacob Beer Show today. I'm so happy to have Leos Weekend on the Jacob Beer Show today. He was about to go on tour. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's a really nice day here. How are you?
So no rain then in New York City?
No, it's perfect today.
For sure. So you're about to go on tour in a week with John McLaughlin. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's very I'm excited for this leg because it's going to be the West Coast. We're going to start in LA, go down to Phoenix, and then drive up the coast to Seattle. And there's just a lot of nature in between that I haven't seen before. I haven't really explored that part of the country. And also a lot of really great food over there. So very excited about that.
For
I'm just
sure.
excited about both venues too.
And I know I kind of started with a big question, but since that's just off the bat on what you're going on tour, I thought I'd start with that. Take us through your music. You wrote several songs over the year. What's your creative process behind it?
So usually I will start with chords. I'm a guitar player, and I'll experiment with new tunings or just sort of jam on a chord progression and try to sing through it. And then hope usually what happens is if something is good, aspects of the melody will start to stick and they'll sort of get simplified in my head over time, just sort of file away at them and make them a little bit more simple. And then once that's done, I usually, it takes me a lot longer to come up with lyrics than I'm happy with. It'll be like a couple of months or something before I have lyrics and a finished song. But yeah, that's usually the way I go about it. Although sometimes I'll start with a melody.
Interesting. So take us through, of course, what kind of got you in the music? I know we're kind of going back a step here before you found yourself and what creative process you use. What even got you into music in the beginning? Everyone loves listening to music, but not everybody has the ability to make music or to have the confidence to try. How did you get your start from it? Were you big into it back in high school, middle school?
I first picked up the guitar when I was 10. My dad had a guitar, and he was a lefty too, so I was able to play it. I've always loved music, like ever since I was very, very young. Like I was always singing. I started singing when I was like 2 or 3. And I loved the Beatles and the Beach Boys and my parents had these old show tune records that I was a big fan of. And then when I was 10, I started playing guitar. And then I started writing when I was like 12. But yeah, it was just always a really good outlet for me, a really good way to express myself and to deal with pent up emotions. So I always gravitated towards it.
Interesting. And for you, what is something that you learned along the way that was a lot harder than you thought before you started going on tour, opening up, and things like that?
I guess, recording is very difficult. At least like recording and like capturing the essence of what a song is about and recording and remaining true to yourself is very challenging and is something that you have to learn over time. And I mean, just in general, like I learned that, no matter how gifted you think you are at something, nothing's really gonna, you're never really gonna grow if you don't practice and put the effort in.
For sure. And do you have a favorite venue or favorite city that you've performed in over the years?
Well, I haven't toured that much, but my favorite venue, I think,
Up
is,
until this point.
yeah. I'd say my favorite venue in the city is probably Our Wicked Lady. Have you heard of that venue before?
It in New York City?
It's in Bushwick. It's a really nice venue. There's a stage on the roof, and the people who own it are really nice, very artist friendly. It's a great place.
And that kind of gets me to my next question. You mentioned artist friendly. Some places are kind of just we're trying to get an artist up there to make some money. Other places are more artist friendly. Does that change the tone before you even start a show based off how staff at a venue treat you? I'm genuinely curious about that.
I mean, it can. I mean, I give my all to performances regardless, but it can definitely, it just adds, it injects more stress into the situation when you feel like a booker or a venue is like really just like trying to like wring everything out of you that they can. And it sucks that a lot of the time they have to do that because that's just the business. But when there's no like connection or community aspect to it, it can be a little demoralizing, I think. And I think that's more common with venues in Manhattan than Brooklyn at the moment.
For sure. And take me through your new song that you've released recently. What was the process behind it? Till You're Somebody Else.
So that song started with a chord progression that I was messing around with in a new tuning I had started using, which is the tuning from Coyote by Joni Mitchell. And so I was just like playing something simple, and the melody came to me. And then the l lyrics came from me. The lyrics came from me like feeling like I was going through a big change in my life. I wrote it like after the pandemic, right after the pandemic. That was a, I think we all had to slow down during the pandemic and really sort of look at things that weren't working in our lives. And I wrote this sort of as a change was happening within me, and as I was taking the first steps to make a change in my life. So it was just about feeling like it was within my power to change, and the sort of positive feeling of that.
Interesting. And between all the songs that you've released, what would you say is something that you look back on that you would do differently, and then something that you're most proud of? I think this is always something when I interview artists, I like to ask them because it's a learning experience every day. Music is like playing a sport. You're learning constantly. You're gonna have up and downs. Take us through kind of what you've learned through that process.
I mean, I would redo my entire, probably my first two records that I did with under my name, the Corday's. I felt like, I didn't sing those records very well. I was not really taking good care of myself. I was taking tons of bong rips and eating huge chicken parm sandwiches in the studio on days that I was singing, and my voice was just it just was kind of tired and swollen sounding on those records, I think. So I kind of, and it sucked because there were a lot of really good songs, but I just wasn't ready for them as an artist. And it goes back to what I was saying before, like the effort and the practice and taking it seriously is such an important aspect to this whole thing. So I think I would have done that differently.
For sure. And then kind of one last thing to wrap it up. Where can people go to find more about you? And what advice would you have for young people? We'll start with the first one. Young people who want to pursue music.
So I mean, people can find out more about me on our website, and just by listening to the music. Pretty much every the songs are all very personal to me and my experiences. And my advice for young artists is to just not take your time for granted. Know that you have like a a limited amount of time to make this work, and you have to work at it every day, and you can't just sit around and wait for your life to work itself out. You have to take action. And yeah, you just have to be willing to put in effort and take yourself and your life seriously before it's too late, you know.
Sure, I think that's really good advice right there. And with that being said, we look forward to following you on your tour coming up, where you'll be backing up John McLaughlin, and you will have to let us know if you're ever in Indianapolis or
Oh yeah,
Cincinnati.
sure.
I know you're doing the West Coast side, and you're starting in, let me get the location right on that again, California next week, May 5th. But if you're ever in the Midwest, let us know, because that's where we're more based out of. So thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you in person at some
Oh,
point.
thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I hope I can make it out there sometime.
Thank you.